Shall we pray? Shall we all stand and pray? Shall we all stand and pray? Heavenly Father, we surrender this service to you now. Lord Jesus, may you take over. Let every idle thought be arrested under the name of Jesus Christ. May your word go forth in power, and may it deliver that person who needs deliverance. In the name of Jesus Christ, the name above all names. Amen. We can be seated. We are continuing. But this afternoon, we are looking at the scarlet thread. Amen. Are you ready for the word? If you are ready, say amen.
Amen.
Now let us start together. Let us finish together. If you say, no, I come from afar, there will be transport to take you. And the reason for that is the word of God is the most important thing. Now, why are we here? We are here because of Jesus Christ. Everyone say Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Now, munga mvele bwanji ngatwa president wafika pano wakuita nani zina rani ngati mfumu wapita ngati president wantu kumangala kutota kuwevinga kuchita izo zonse koma icho sichita ntauza kuti president habaziwa wantu waja wonse.
Amen.
Wonse waja wantu vamuziva presidenti koma presidenti sikutaziwa wonse zamveka izo.
Amen.
Manje ngati president abwera wonse vantu vatotera wonse vawevinga then akambapo iwe chabe ati tendi uli bwanji uzamvera bwa uzamvera ngati ndiwozivika nawe. Amen.
Amen.
Tiendi verenge Mateo chapter 1 verse 1 to 6.
Mateo 1:1-6.
Lelo nizawa sewenzesa maningi wa interpreter. Chifukwa nifuna tikambe mau yonse.
Amen.
Ya kwane momveka. So nizafuna tifakeko nzelu. Nikakamba mchizungu. Ngatibaza lankula mchinyanja. Let us pay attention.
Tikeko nzelu.
I uyu tenga ndoa wonse vamene tiri pano.
Yeah,
vanachoka kulosaka vakwacha tamaru funsa wonse vachoka kwa makwatata.
Makwatata.
Ni utenga watu wonse.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 1 verse 1 to 6.
Matthew 1:1-6.
These verses they speak about the family where Jesus came from. Every person here, there is a family you came from. Now, will you agree with me that there are certain families, when you hear the name, you will know that, hey, he comes from a rich family. Do you know their names like that? Huh? When you hear that name, you say, that's a rich family. There are also certain names in villages. Ima nkhalako nayo yoyo yakuti zina yatenga nkhalidwe yaija banja.
Amen.
Are we together?
Amen.
So names
mazina
can carry a reputation.
Yamanyamula mbi yanganyamule mbili.
Now, here we want to look at the genealogy of Jesus Christ. Let us read. Now, I wanted that brother who is good with Chewa. Where is he?
Brother,
we want you to be helping us in reading. I'll read in English. May he quickly be given a microphone. Do we remember the title of the sermon? What's the title? Hello? Ulusi?
Ofira.
Ulusi ofira.
Olontambo
yaredi. Otikambe kuti ntambo. Okay.
Amen.
Now, let us read Matthew chapter 1. Verse 1 to 6.
Matthew 1, Gimea 1, Pakapa, Gimea 6.
The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
Buku lofotoko za zambado wa Yesu Kristo, mwana wa David, mwana wa Abraham.
Abraham begat Isaac.
Abraham anabereka Isaac.
And Isaac begat Jacob.
Isaac anabereka Yakobo.
And Jacob begat Judas.
Yakobo anabereka Yuda.
Now, here is something. Do you realize that all the names we have mentioned so far are all male?
Mwaona kuti maina onse za chula ni maina achimuna ya muna.
Hello?
Amen.
Because when you are explaining a genealogy, you only put men there. Because the seed flows through the male. However, when a woman is mentioned, it means there is something important about that woman. So you don't find women on the genealogy. So if I have to mention where my brother comes from, or where is Sibusiso here? Sibusiso, come.
Where?
So this is the son of Mr. Nzima. Don't be afraid. Just look at the audience. Now he is Mangani.
Na Mangania.
He is Sibu. Let's just call him Sibu. But you had a father also. So his father is Let. But we'll just use an image. Brother John. So, what was the name of your father?
Mtwalo Nzima.
So, Mr. Mtwalo Nzima.
Abambo Mtwalo Nzima.
Begat Mangani Nzima.
Anabereka Mangani Nzima.
Then Mangani Nzima.
Mangani Nzima yaye.
Begat Sibusiso.
Anabereka Sibusiso.
Now, you don't mention a woman here. So whenever you are listing a genealogy, you only mention mentioned the name of males. Because men carry the seed. However, there are some genealogies where a woman is mentioned. For example, they'll say it like this. Mr. Mtwalo begat Mangane through Modi. You can stand up, sister. So now, I have mentioned something which usually is not mentioned. When you are mentioning a genealogy, you don't mention a woman. If you mention a woman, it means there is something important or something strange about that woman. So I'll go like this. Mr. Mtwalo begat Mangani. Mangani begat Siusiso through Modi. People are going to ask, why have you mentioned the name of a woman? Are we together? Hello? God bless you, brothers. God bless you. God bless you, sister. Now, here is something. So far, we read Jesus Christ, the son of David. Is David a woman? He's a man.
Amen.
David, the son of Abraham.
David, the son of Abraham.
Is Abraham a woman?
Abraham is a man.
No. Abraham begat Isaac.
Abraham anabeleka Isaac.
Is Isaac a man?
Isaac ni mwamuna.
Hello? Wena wamene wako nka mochabe weze konka wanza wakamba iai apamanze naipenda mula question ati iai. Is Isaac a man?
Isaac ni mwamuna.
Ah. Now look at this. Isaac begat Jacob.
Isaac anabeleka Yakobo.
Is Jacob a man?
Yakobo ni mwamuna.
Ah. And Jacob begat Judah or Judas.
Yakobo anabeleka Judah.
Judah is a man.
Judah ni mamuna.
But here is something different. And Judah
ni boso Judah
begat Phares and Zara through Tamar.
Judah anabeleka Perezi ni Zara. Amene amai ao anari atamara.
Have you noticed the name of a woman has been mentioned right now? So you must ask yourself, why is Tamar mentioned? When you read the story in the Old Testament, you will realize that Judah impregnated his daughter-in-law. Her name was
Tamar.
Do you see the reason why she's been mentioned? How many have understood what I've just said? Judah had children. Phares and Zara. He had these two children by impregnating his own daughter-in-law. That was a blunder. It was very bad. So when writing this, all this way, they haven't mentioned a woman. Abraham begat Isaac. Isaac begat. But when they reached Judah, they said,
Judah
begat Phares. convinced you that a woman is only mentioned if there's a strange thing which has happened. Kodi zamveka izo.
Is that clear?
Kodi tachiwa na chisanzo. All these others were born okay.
Once
but when it comes to Phares and Zara, they are mentioning their mother. Chifukwa ni chachi nsoni, china chitika, cheze chama niyazi.
Amen.
So chifukwa cheze chama niyazi.
Because it was a shameful thing.
Siwa na kambe chabe kuti Judah, enze na mwana, Phares.
They just say Judah had a child, Perez.
Apa manze pamine tifika pali Phares, watomola, wamai wake.
When we come to Perez, we mention the mother's name.
Chifukwa enze ina nkalambiri, ina pita mumuzi wonse.
It was a story that went into the whole village.
Kwa masiku wale rostika mba pari Tamara.
But today we are not talking about town.
Kuli wina, wamine tifuna tikambepo.
There's one we want to talk about.
Tendi pitilize.
Tie nayo.
Tie nayo, sitakulu sagati nyanda. Kuli kukamba kugua tie nayo, sure. Ah. Mwana wa mtu waro. All right, let's continue.
Tipitilize.
And Judas begot Phares and Zara of Tamar. And Phares begot Esrom. Esrom begot
Aram.
Are you noticing that the normal way of narrating it has continued? No woman mentioned. But hear this. Verse 4. Verse 4, my brother. And Aram begat Aminadab, and Aminadab begat Nashon, and Nashon begat Salmon.
Aram anabereka Aminadabu, Aminadabu anabereka Nashon, Nashoni anabereka Salmon.
Ah, now, listen to verse 5. And Salmon begat Boaz of Rechab, and Boaz begat Obed of Ruth.
Salmon anabereka Boaz, amene amai yake anali Lahad.
Okay, pamene hapo. Verengam point foot.
Salmon anabereka Boaz, amene amai yake anali Lahad.
Amene amai wake wenzali ndani,
whose mother was
Rahab.
Sini na mbele.
Rahab.
Wamai wake wenze?
Rahab. The mother was Rahab.
Zina ya mkazi.
The name of the woman.
Ya tomole kwa futi.
Has been mentioned again.
Funzo ya mine tiri nayo usiku leo.
The question we have is this. What is this?
Nichana chita Rahabu
kutapezeke hapa. What did this woman Rahab do for her to be found into this genealogy?
Now when you are speaking about the genealogy of Jesus. We expect to find people of upright character. Is that correct? Because when God is choosing, He doesn't choose anyhow.
There's one specific thing He's looking for.
Zambeka izo?
Is that clear?
Pamene mulungu asanka.
When God is choosing,
sa sanka chisanke sanke.
He doesn't choose anyhow.
Ngangale donkey, yamene zefuna kuti Yesu akwelepo.
Nangubulu wamene Jesus wanted to ride on.
Makumbuka mau vamene yakamba.
Do you remember what the word says?
Jesus said, go get a donkey on whom no man has sat there. So even when Jesus wants to sit on a donkey, God had to choose that donkey. No man should have sat on that donkey. So now, when we look at where Jesus came from, when we hear Abraham, we know he was a good man. When we hear
Isaac,
we know he was a holy man. When we hear of David, he is a man of faith.
Amen.
zina imozi apa.
But there's one name here.
Si oyenera.
It's not worth it.
Rahab. Maona kuti uyu mzimai atomoledwa apa.
You've seen this woman has been mentioned here.
Takambatani kwamene tatokera.
How did we say where we came from?
Ngati zina ya mkazi ya mzimai atomoledwa.
The name of a woman is mentioned.
Pambadwo.
In a genealogy.
Chitandauza pali china chake.
It means something happened.
Chosiana.
Which was unusual.
Pali mzimai uja.
About that particular woman.
Pali Tamara Tamvera.
On top of her
story ends a ripo.
What Gani Naripo?
Manja Funsonia Kuti.
The question is
Rahab.
What about Rahab?
Azipeza Bwanji Pamdondomiko.
How did she find herself in this genealogy?
Kuti apeze kepo chanda was a kuti kuli china chake. China chika.
We found in this story something happened.
Nondani wakabauta nifuna niziziwe zina chika pani Rahab.
I want to know what happened to this Rahab.
Okay. It's a story
Nikani.
Which, when we talk about it, if it was your mother, you would say, kosa watu mola.
Don't mention her name.
Chifukwa mbiri ya Rahab, si ya bueno.
Because Rahab's story is not a good
one. Chifukwa chake, achuli edu hapa.
That's why she's been mentioned here.
Tentu werenge, kuti nindani uyu Rahab.
Let us read who this woman was.
As we are reading about her, I want you to remember she is part of the genealogy of the holiest man who ever lived. The Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us go to Hebrews. Chapter 11, verse 31.
Hebrews 11:31.
Brother Banda, get ready. We are about to read not a nice thing. But
because it's written, we have to read it.
Nkani ya Rahab.
The story of Rahab.
By faith. All of us, let's say, by faith. We can say it better. Can we say by faith?
By faith.
Say it again.
By faith.
Now, when you are speaking faith, you expect to mention Abraham,
Abraham,
Isaac,
Isaac,
Elijah,
Elijah,
holy men. But listen to this. By faith, the harlot. Let me read the whole verse, then you read later on. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not when she had received the spies with peace.
Hey.
Verenga mfuti.
Ndiki kurupiriro Rahabi mkazi wa dama sana pere pamozi ni wosa mbela aja.
Ati Rahabu mkazi wa dama. Tiuze nchinyanja chasopamu.
Rahabu hule.
Mwamvera malembo mwane ya mveke lapo. Ati mwache kurupiriro Rahabu uja hule.
Rahab that prostitute or harlot.
Zashitangati mwatenga repu mwashita mixi kaya kapina nikanunga yapanga sentence akuti Rahabu mwachi kurupiriro ati mwachi kurupiriro Rahabu uja hule tika kamba zindu zachi kurupiriro.
When you're talking about faith,
tifake mofuti za uhule.
Should we mix it with prostitution?
Akuti mwachi kurupiriro Rahabu uja hule.
I think by faith Rahab the prostitute or the harlot.
Iwele ngeni futi.
Ndiji kurupiriro Rahabi mkazi wa dama sana pebe pamozi ni wasambela aja chifukwa ananda bwino ozonda aja kunyumba kwake.
Ngati ndiwe hule kosa kondwela pa first tikalina yonkani.
If you're a prostitute, don't be happy, the story is still on.
Amen.
Amen.
Awa vana lemba malembo haya. Swana kambe chape kuti mwachi kulupiriro Rahabu anachita is nice nice.
By faith Rahab did this and that. They didn't say that.
Wanafuna kuti vakwanirise yonse mau kuti timziwe bwino.
They wanted the scriptures to be fulfilled for us to know who Rahab is.
Akuti mwachi kulupiriro Rahabu.
By faith Rahab.
Ujahule.
The harlot or the prostitute.
Manje nindani uyu Rahab.
Now who is this Rahab?
Uyu hule anazipeza bwanji. Pambadwo wa Yesu Kristo.
How did she find herself in the genealogy of Jesus Christ?
We don't need to start researching. Her story is written in the Bible. It is written in Joshua chapter 2 and Joshua chapter 3. All the way to Joshua chapter 6. Who was she? Right now we know that she was a Uhule wake unaamba bwanji.
How did she start her prostitution?
Ahule nwosiana siana.
Prostitutes are different.
Kulivena.
There are some.
Wanazipeza mungali dweja.
Others found themselves in that life.
Chifukwa cha mavuto. Muziva icho?
Because of problems. Do you know that?
Kulivena, wanazipeza mkalidweyo.
Others found themselves in that lifestyle.
Zonze wenzenazo.
They had everything.
Atoke la kubanja ili bwino.
From a very good marriage.
Chakudia chenzelipo.
Food is there.
But chabe chifukwa cha uchimo. Anazipeza chabe. Mumoyo waso.
She found herself in such a life.
Manje Rahab enze hule wa mtu ndo bwanji.
Now, Rahab, what kind of a prostitute was?
Tikaverenga story yake mu book of Joshua.
If we read a story in the book of Joshua.
Tiverenga mu Joshua chapter 2 kuti kwenze wa muna wavili wanachoka ku Israel.
We will read that there were two men who came from the nation of Israel.
They went to Jericho.
Wanaenda kumzinda wa Jericho.
They were sent by a man of God.
Anatumiwa na mtu wa Mungu.
The name of that man was Joshua. God told him all that land of Jericho God had given him. So before he could go there, he sent two men to go and check how the land is. How is it? How are their soldiers like? Now when those men went to Jericho, they entered secretly.
Because they were spies.
They wanted to go and report how the security of Jericho was. Now, when you are a spy, you don't reveal yourself. Because you are on a mission to take secrets of this country to another country. So you don't go in a military uniform of your country. You want to go there without anyone knowing who you are. Now, do you know where these two men went to? They went to a house of a prostitute. Because everyone knows if it's a place where prostitution happens, there are different men who go there. So these men, they said, okay, which place are we going to go to?
So
where are we going to sleep? Because people of Jericho, they should not know who we are. Oh, they had an idea. They said, let us go to a place where there is prostitution.
We'll
just look like clients. So they said, okay. They got information.
Wanafufuza.
And which which place has a prostitute here? So they got information. And they went there. And you know which house they went to? It was the house of Rahab. The Bible says the house of Rahab was upstairs. Everyone used to know kuti muja.
Everyone knew that that house, that's where things happened.
Everyone knew mukarumu muja.
And as that room, something happens there.
Peter,
room where almost everyone knew. That's right.
So even the spies knew, let's go there. But you know, when they entered, Rahab saw something different. These don't look like usual customers. Let's rewind a bit. How did she know? You need to go back and see how this lady grew up. You see the reason why. You know, when those two men came, the heart of Rahab jumped. These are not people of Jericho. She was afraid. She had heard stories about Israel. She heard a testimony that one day there was a great prophet, Moses. The waters parted. Wherever these men of Israel go, when God gives them the land, they will take that land. If God tells them to kill everyone in that land, when God was with the Israelites, they would never lose a battle. Rahab heard all these stories. And when she saw them walking in, these are not people of Jericho. These are not clients. You know, when a man is full of sin, when he looks at a woman, you can tell by his eyes he is up to no good. He wants to do wrong things with the woman. The same with the prostitute. When she looks you into the eyes, you know she wants to entice you. Now, Rahab used to receive different visitors. But let's go back. Let's go back to young Rahab. She was born a little child. Remember what we said yesterday?
There's nothing that's born with a yoke on its shoulders or neck.
Is that right? Rahab was also once born as an innocent girl.
Rahab,
like every little young girl you see around. But Rahab was born in a poor family. She had a father. Maybe she tried to go to school and things didn't work out. And then a young girl reaches an age when she matures. And it's that time when boys who have no fear of God in them, they begin to do pss, pss. So here is little Rahab. She comes from a poor family. Now she lived in Jericho. The land of Jericho was the land of sinners. The land of Jericho was a land of drunkards. Do you know we have have a big problem of beer in Zambia now. Do you know that? Jericho was worse. This young girl saw her father drunk. The father would go for work. Instead of bringing that money home, he brings change. Probably after giving some money to prostitutes. Do you know that what you do as a father in the house, you are either setting the family free or you are putting the whole family under a yoke? Do you know that? If the man reaches home, he doesn't know how to love his wife. The only thing he speaks to the wife is shouting at her, beating the woman. There are little boys, your sons, who are watching what you are doing. You may think they are not seeing, but whatever you are doing, you are sending that information in the children. Is that correct?
Amen.
Here is little Rahab. Her family is poor. Probably because of a drinking father. A father who has a wife, but somewhere he has a girlfriend. Those spirits, they'll follow the children. Little Rahab is growing in a home like that. She's grown up in a home where she doesn't feel the love of her parents. But somehow, she knows she can help the family. So one day, a young boy says, "Hey, Rahab, you look beautiful. Hey, you look hot." And she has never heard those words from her parents. Do you know when a child has never felt love from the parents, the first fool out there who tell her, "I love you," she'll think that is true love. "Oh, someone loves me."
"Oh, could we not call that?"
Says, "Yes, Rahab."
"In the Rahab.
Get 100 kwacha, you know?
100 kwacha in.
Buy some shoes." And Rahab thinks that is love.
"Rahab, agazo.
Oh, that man loves me. My father has never bought me a shoe. But Jojo has bought me a shoe." Forgive me if you are Jojo here. I'm not talking about you.
Just an example.
She felt valued. But it was not true love. The young man wanted her body. So one day, he embraced
Rahab.
Slept with her. Gave her more money. Later on, the young man abandoned her. Rahab's heart was broken. "Oh, he has left me for other girls." She wanted to find out, where has that man go? Oh, she discovered he was going out with one who has a short skirt.
Oh,
Rahab has an idea.
"Oh, Rahab,
let me start wearing something short. I'll attract another man." Rahab wore a short skirt. And another guy. Rahab is just walking.
Rahab, why in the chapel?
She looks.
Akaona.
She feels, oh, if a man's head turns, it means I look beautiful. If you're a young girl and you are here, let me tell you something. It doesn't mean when you wear something short and a boy looks at you that you are beautiful. Whatever you have under that skirt, another girl has. The only difference, the other one has covered herself up. So when you feel, oh, I think I'm important, I think I'm more beautiful, it's not true. Rahab had a second boyfriend. Gave her money. Embraced her and left her. Oh, Rahab thought, I can make money through this. After all, I have my aunt who does the same. I have another one who does the same. Fast forward. Different men were entering the house of Rahab. When a man entered the house of Rahab, how did he enter? How did Rahab receive him? She smiled. Come, darling. She knows this man has to pay at the end of the day. Whatever Rahab was doing was not giving love to the man. It was business. During the day, Rahab looks like a normal woman. She also greets people.
There's a funeral she goes.
But inside, she had a sad story. Now, you see, Rahab would make money. And she knew she had a father, she had a young sister, she had a young brother. And they would come, Auntie Rahab, we need food at home. Says, no problem, get this money. Go. And when Rahab thinks the life I have is a bad life, but when she sees she's helping her family, she would comfort herself. You know, when you do a wrong thing and somehow you see a good result out of it, the devil can make you think you're doing the right thing. How do we know that Rahab cared for her family? Let us go to Joshua. Rahab cared for her family.
Rahab anasema ni banja lake.
You know, every day she would receive different clients. When a man entered her house, she knew he'll pay me at the end of the day. The men who were entering there were sinners. But when these Israelites entered, they didn't give her a look of business. No. They were not even looking at how she was dressed. And there's something she knew. These men are from Israel. And I've heard testimonies. I've heard about Israel. In Israel, there's no prostitution. There's holiness. The God they serve, you commit adultery, they stone you. That was the nation of Israel. They heard stories upon story. And rumor was going around that the men of Israel are about to attack Jericho. And when she saw those men enter, remember the Bible says it was by faith. So God was working on the heart of this woman. When you look at her language in the Bible, I am made to believe this. Although Rahab was a prostitute, her heart used to condemn her, what she used to do. But the devil would tell her, no, you are helping your family out of this prostitution. But she didn't enjoy that life. Do you know there are prostitutes who don't enjoy their lives? Do we know that? But it's a yoke which is on their life. And they don't know how to come out of that. When those men entered, Rahab said, I know you are from Israel. Listen to what she told them. Joshua chapter 2 verse 10. Brother Banda.
Joshua 2 10.
For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites. Verse 11, and as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Are you saying she had some knowledge about God? Right?
Amen.
And she knew these are strange clients I have today. All the clients she used to receive, it was her giving them services. But for these two men, she knew that it was them to help her now. She told them, please, I know you are coming for Jericho. Now listen to her request. Verse
12.
Read it, brother.
Jojo, murumbile pamasopa Yehova, nikundipasa chizindikiro choti muzachitadi zimene malonjeza. Kuti monga inu ndakuchitirani chifundo, inuso muzachitira chifundo apa banja la bambo anga.
Did you hear that? Please help my family, my father's home. When your soldiers come, please serve my family. Verse
13.
And that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. Now look at verse 12. The last words in verse 12. She said, give me a true token. Mao Yosi is up at verse 12. Give me a true token. And give me a true token. There is verse 12, the last words in verse 12. What does it say?
Verse 12.
Okay, read verse 12.
Mulumbile pamaso pa Yehova ndipo nipasa chizindikiro choti
munipasa chizindikiro. Because look, she protected this man. She received them. When the army of Jericho came, they told her, "We hear the Israelites who've entered your house." She hid them. And she told them, no men came here. So when those men, actually she said, yes, they came, but they went this way. But she hid them. So later on, when she went to them, she said, look at the protection I've given you. Look at... Now you give me a token also. That when Israel comes to Jericho, you won't kill my family. Do you see that although Rahab was a prostitute, she cared for her family? Do you see that? Did you see that? Now, she said, give me a token. You know, those men said, okay, yeah, we'll feel mercy for you. Yeah. Not in Mukambesha paper mouth.
Give me a token.
So
that you won't murder my family. You won't kill my family.
Now listen to what they said. You know, they took a red rope. A scarlet thread. Makumbu kandie mutu wa utenga. Do you remember that? Now, listen to the plan. Because it was an upstairs house. So now, she wanted these men to leave. But she didn't want them to go by the door because people will see. So they took a scarlet thread, a red rope. She said, okay, we'll come out. Do you have a rope? We can't come out of the door. If we come out of the door, they'll catch us. So I said, okay, yes. She said, I have a red thread. So they took the rope. And they told her, this red drop, it will be the token. After we've come out, don't remove it. We should see it by the window. When we come with our army, we'll tell every soldier,
is the sign that the agreement
we made.
What was the token?
Ati? Mchicha watano ati?
Ulusi wa fira.
Ulusi wa fira. O ntambo ya red. Karina kuna kumtengule naziwa kutichinyanda chanu chinangara chakolo saka. Ntambo ya red.
The red scarlet.
Praise the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So they told her. Now I want you to listen carefully to the instruction. The man said, tell your family, tell your father, tell your mother, tell your brothers, your siblings, if they have to be saved, on that day we come, they have to be inside the house where there is a scarlet thread. But ngati swaza nkhala mnyumba yako,
if they won't be in your house,
we don't know your
relatives.
Wakapezeka kubwalo kuja,
if they are outside there,
tikawapaya,
if we kill them,
nishimwazi ulipa mtu wao, not pale.
It means the case is on their own head.
Chifukwa ise takuuza zinthu zochita.
We have told you what to do.
Tikabwera wakapezeka kuti,
when we
find them where?
Munyumba.
The house.
Munyumba muri chani. Is that simi kapwandi tanyo?
How do you know the house?
Ah. Oh.
There's a red, the scarlet.
Manyumba yenze yambili.
There were so many houses.
Aba masoja pamene wana bwera.
When these soldiers came.
Swenze ona kuti chinyumba chinchikuru.
They were not seeing this as a very big house.
I think in them mamene walili.
Maybe that's where they are.
Ndenze lonjezoyo. Ndenze chipangano echo.
Was that the agreement?
No.
Ati chinyumba chamene mzaka pesa nchikuru. Ndem mamene wana kambira.
Was the agreement the big house? No.
Ati nyumba pamene muzaona ntambo yofira.
The house where you shall see a red scarlet.
Aliyense apezeka muja mnyumba.
Everyone who's found in that house.
Saza paiwa.
They won't be murdered.
Info is apita pamunzi.
Death will bypass the village.
Koma masoja zvatu onse tizala uza kuti paja pali ntambo yofira. Kosa gwirapo.
All the soldiers not to touch where there is a red scarlet.
Tentu one malembo.
Let's see the word.
Verse 18 and verse 19, brother.
Tika zalo wanzikoli, iwe uzama ngirile kansaro kofila, bazenea limene unatitulusila. Ndipo sukati za bambo wako, amai yako, abale yako, nibaja lako lonse, nyumbamuno. Ngati wina aliese, azaturuka nyumbamo, kuti azika enda enda mumseu magazi yake azakala pa mgrupa yake za palamula kantu koma wina aliyense wokala mimba mwako akazaphedwa mlandu uzakala watu
zamveka hizo izi zinthu zinachitika brothers and sisters
this case that happened
was pointing to the coming of Jesus Christ Hallelujah.
Amen.
When those soldiers went to Jericho, the instruction was to kill, to destroy. But they knew one thing. That house where there is a red scarlet, sorry, where there is a red rope, we don't take death in there. Whether you were a short man, whether you were a tall man, that didn't matter. What you needed was to be inside that house. But how did Rahab tell this to her father?
Rahab,
she told them the secret. Men of Israel are coming. This nation is gone. But for you to be safe, come to my house. No, we're not to go Rahab.
Not your house, Rahab.
Could you call who?
The house where you do prostitution.
Yeah. So, when you come back, you
I mean, did you let them go any other house?
Kula.
Maybe that's right. No.
Others believed, others did not believe. But they didn't know one thing. Rahab was a changed woman.
Rahab,
when those men entered her house, her heart was shaking. Others thought it was still the house of prostitution. It was no longer. Because men of God entered there. Now listen to me. Those men, they were spies. They went there secretly. But I have come here not in secret. Because when Jesus died and resurrected, he said, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and preach the word. So I haven't come here as a spy. I have come here as an ambassador with good news to tell you this world and all its sins, there's judgment coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The judgment of God is coming against every sin. If you are a man, you are not faithful to your wife. You have a wife at home, but somewhere you have a girlfriend. The judgment of God is facing you. It's not a right life you are living. And I come to tell you, the judgment of God is coming on this earth. If you are a woman who is not faithful, you don't live a straight life. You walk with another man's husband, and maybe no one knows about it, but God knows it. One day, this church service, when you die, you see this service, and the question will be asked to you, what decision did you make? But here is something nice. You know, when you read Joshua chapter 6, the Bible says the men of Israel entered Jericho. They destroyed everything. They took Rahab, her father, her mother, moved her out, and they burnt the whole city of Jericho. Everything of Jericho died. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every lie was burnt. All those who go to the witch doctor,
if you want your husband to love you,
we... all that was burnt. Are you listening to that?
Manga.
Every house of a prostitute, Joshua commanded. Joshua commanded. Burn everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Rahab,
Rahabe,
she saw everything she ever saw in Jericho going in flames. All those men who used to visit her house, she saw them dying. That life was no more. Jericho is like Zambia today. Young men go to church. Church has become a playground. And who apita ku church kuta atembenuke, but
people go to church to be saved, right?
Manje ngozi yachitika.
Now there's an accident.
Church yankala nyumba ya machimo lomba.
A church has become a house of sin now.
My uniform tuvuara.
We put on uniform.
Ma choir tuimba nyimbo.
We sing songs in the choir.
Zuwa ikagwa.
When the sun goes down.
Machimo.
Sin.
Fulu fulu.
They are full.
Jericho.
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 Ningangara nula likila mawa paso.
I'm going to be preaching the word now.
Koma zuwa ikaloa.
When the sun goes down.
Bas na wera makuchita uchimo.
Then I start sinning.
Mau ya mulungu.
The word of God.
Sio pasi wa ule mulomba mipingo.
The word is no longer respected in the church.
There is a lot of hypocrisy. It's a land of Jericho. But that night, Rahab saw everything in Jericho burning. Chikristu.
Christianity.
Chelembe wa mau.
Written in the word.
Chirikuni.
Where is it?
Mpeza ntuanya mata.
You find young men.
Watata wako wakupeleka kuskuru.
Your father takes you to school.
Ukariyo sirisha school.
Before you finish school.
Una girlfriend.
You have a girlfriend.
Ukuwa pasa mimba. Ukuwe pasa mimba. Nkali idwe iyo. Yetokera kuni.
Where do you get that behavior?
Mpaka lomba ndati mwana lume
girlfriend.
If you find a young man who has no girlfriend,
chuone kangato ona maromba.
You can think he's lying.
Chifuka lomba vankala no more. Ni vindu venza abnormal kudala.
What is normal now is something which was abnormal a long time ago.
Mukaluta kuma hospital.
When you go to the hospitals,
muchekinge vantu vana matenda.
See people who are sick.
Sio pendeka.
You can't count them.
Nchifukwanje.
Why?
But to Zita na Zambia, Christian nation, Christian
Zambia
nation.
Is a Christian nation. Zikwa ichi Christi tu.
The word of God says, don't call the name of the Lord in vain. Zambia calls itself a Christian nation.
Zambia Zita na Zikwa ichi Christi tu.
But I tell you, there is wickedness, there is filthy.
There
is into Zonyansa.
There is filthy.
From the pulpit down to the
usher.
When a young girl is getting married, where will you find a virgin today? By the time a young girl is getting married, she's already moved in and out. That's the kind of a life we have today. In the days of the Bible, when one is caught in such a thing, they'll burn up. Don't stone a person. But you know, when a wrong thing is done over and over again, it becomes normal. And everyone begins to think it's normal. But hear me, brothers and sisters. The word of God says, when we come to Christ, we must repent. When we go to heaven, there's nothing like kuja kukona kulia katolika. Kuja.
There's nothing that corner has Roman Catholic.
Kuliwa Yusi said.
Oh, there's a United Church.
Mulungu salvi ziva ifoni. What?
That's a no denomination.
Tezipangi ateka.
We are the ones who made those things.
Vamvika ivo?
That's clear.
Ivo vutu kamba kutu neo ndine katolika, neo ndine pente.
I'm a Catholic. I'm
neo ndine. Mulia chipulu muso umo.
There's no salvation in that.
Kumwamba kulia uniform.
There's no uniform in heaven.
Kuli uniform imozi chala.
There's just one uniform.
Waka kufuse question imozi chala.
They'll ask you one question.
Where tembe nuka.
Where you serve.
Umoyo wako ukonka mau.
Is your life following the word?
Rahabu eona zonse za Jericho ze shoke wa.
Everything that belonged to Jericho go in the flames.
Nakanganda kake konse ke shoke wa.
Including her own house was burnt down.
Wemuja chokani ulomba. Chokani, chokani, chokani.
Come on.
We've served you, chokani manchi. The Bible says they all stood out of the city. And they burnt everything.
Wanashoka kena kalikonse.
Uko, ndiye kutendo nuka kwa zoona.
That was true repentance.
Chili mujariko chishokewe. Muzi wakuti zelembe wa umu zikaruchitika nalero.
What is written here is still happening today.
Muzi wakuti machili so yakariko nalero.
Do you know that healing takes place?
Muzi wakuti ngatukuli zina zokumanga.
If there's something holding you back.
Muzi wakuti Yesu Kristu akaluma shula nalero.
Jesus Christ can set you free today.
Neo naziona na maso yangu.
Seen it with my own eyes.
Wa mama wangu.
My own mother.
Wenzelu wala.
She was sick.
Na chamala.
With a problem in the stomach.
Wenzelu amba kufenta fenta.
She used to faint.
Ntenda enze ekula.
The sickness was getting advanced.
But panganda nenze neoneka nenze pempe.
I used to be the only Christian at the house.
Nika luta kuchipinda.
When I go to the bedroom.
Nika ambo punda punda. In Jesus name. In Jesus name.
In the name of Zina Lesu Christu. Zina Lesu Christu.
Every day kungo kuwa kuwa. Kungo kuwa kuwa.
Shouting. Just shouting.
Ati ni machache ya buwanje ya wera kwa
hero. What kind of a church is this one?
Just... Mana asyo kone zeke huyo.
This boy is going to be mad.
Simenze ziva.
They didn't know.
Nepeza ki Kristu cha zona.
I found the real Christianity.
Vaya nguweze na tu my girlfriend.
My friends had girlfriends.
Neo girlfriend wangu weze mao.
Even my girlfriend yanga is the Bible.
Nichitikari tuwana.
We were children.
Tenze what? Now we umangani.
Na hebe umangani.
Simu amene.
In the zone.
Uyu sanze otembe nokale.
He was not saved.
But in a muja mao.
I told him the word.
Not nepeza chona.
I found something real.
Mu girlfriend mulie pindu.
In girlfriend there's no life.
Ivivuama.
This is nice.
Nemuto la mangane na titie tikwere pili tikapempe.
I told him let us go to the mountain.
Tenze pempela.
We used to pray.
Not lelo stizaria.
We will not eat today.
Tipempele mpaka tuone mpamvu ya Mungu. Nishivaya suwa ni kuwarwa.
Our friends were drinking.
Vaya suwa na tuma girlfriends.
Our friends had girls.
Kama seo tepeza chikondi cha murumbu.
As we found the love of God.
Weze tisle kawaya su.
They used to laugh at us, our friends.
Kama lelo.
Today.
Ni wani njivaya su. Weshikiwa.
Most of, a lot of our friends are in the ground.
Vakine pua pua se onongeka.
Others the livers are finished.
Vakine weshika chifuwa cha matenda.
Others were buried because.
Vakine we enda muwagwa.
Others they are in alcoholism.
One day ne peza umos.
I found another one one day.
Atandru manjo funa uzipe mpera weka.
Andrea you want to be praying alone.
Ona ine walwa wanivuta.
Look at the alcohol it has troubled me.
Nifuna nitembe nuke na ine.
I also want to be saved.
Mumte mana tisumweza kamba.
In my heart, I said, "Well, you're not saying I was a mad person."
But in a mood, and yesu akukonda na weo, angakutembe nule. Lelo.
He can also save you.
Otembe nula, ngalamba, otembe nula na lana.
People, even the small ones.
But in ngalamba, he must yet tembe nuka kuchaza.
Yes, one good man was saved.
Sonyeza, brother Sonye, come, brother.
This old man you see here.
Penze tamba.
There was the daka.
Warwa.
Beer.
Why ni wakambile kwa mabaripa? Kambani. 1 minute. Umoyo wanu wenze chan. Wapasa ni microphone.
Ule mtimbo ose. Ya ine umoyo wanga una lofuta kwa mbi. Njipo ngati njika osa kwa kachamba. Na yodanda ula kwa mbili kifuwa mwanuringa mwoyo wanga na upeleka. Chamba ni mataga mbale gandiyo utoka sikis kwa ukuleleza kofko. Utoka wanu kwa ukufika sikis kwa ukuleleza
kofko. From 1 o'clock I'll finish.
Sin sima yo, ni chamba.
That is not shiva, that's daga smoking.
Oh, good, I just see my good example what it's.
When buying, I never used to buy a lot. I never buy to sell, but I used to buy to smoke.
Oh, I'm telling you, Guma.
When I'm drinking beer, I used to finish a pint of
beer.
Then I'll take it to my friends. When
the
word came, when we had a crusade,
I would
lend them kaporo.
And
God saved me.
Nichani cha mene mwemze muna mvela mutupi jase.
They say that anyone
who
is sick, I should hold the hand. I held my leg with my hand. He prayed. You cannot come here in front. When I went to the front, I thought they were taking it long.
Mwemze pa ulendo.
My hand was very small. There's a brother who received me there.
Abusa.
The pastor
was a moment.
I told him three times. You are wasting my time.
If you are
continuing, I would have fallen down in my
hands.
The pastor gave me to this man. I
said,
no.
Even Kachas, are you Shibuku?
Shibuku.
Most brothers know.
His brother Mansaziva.
It is not just a story.
But you are bad after Mao Narandira.
After I received the weight,
both of you have
amen.
After 10 years, you saw my book.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And not only that, he has a beautiful wife now. Stand up, mama. Manja bale. Asimba munankalapo na banja songa tumwenze. Wawaka.
Kamba bazona. Mameweza wakambira.
Ngaleza
muziko.
If I was in the world.
Siku ya leo ngasili palo.
Today I wouldn't have been here.
Asimba mulikuti.
Ngani ipansi hapa.
I would have been dead.
Kozi wazanga wawilize kuenda na bezi.
All the friends I used to go with.
Wenda mkumezo kuenda kwa my university.
Others were going to the university.
Wanapunzi ila papapa mwamba.
They got higher education.
Sika mba tichari
bati wa ipansi. I'm just saying what, but they are all dead.
So, ni chifundo cha Mungu.
It is God's mercy.
Na kukana na banja.
For me to have a family.
Na kukana na mwana.
For me to have a child.
Na kukana na banja ya Kristu.
And to have a
family. What banja chabe ya.
Not just a family.
Mungu alimekeze.
Let us give Jesus a mighty hand. God bless you, Brother Kashala.
Amen.
What is the secret?
Jesus in Chiani.
It's the blood of Jesus. It's the red rope. When the blood of Jesus is over your life, sin has no power over you. But when you try to change on your own, you will fail.
Rahab
was a prostitute. But here is the end of the story. You know what happened to Rahab? When the Israelites came, they burnt Jericho. All the things of prostitution were burnt with Jericho. She found herself living among people who used to fear God. Do you know what happened? There is a soldier. His name was Salmon. He looked at
Rahab
and he said, this can be my wife. And he married
Rahab.
And together they had a child. And that is the scripture we had started reading. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 5. And Salmon begat Boaz.
Salmon anabereka Boaz.
Through
Rahab.
They had a child. And Boaz begat Obed.
Boaz anabereka Obed.
Obed begat Jesse.
Obed anabereka Jesse.
Jesse begat David.
Yes, anabereka David.
And Jesus comes out of that line.
Yes.
So you see that Jesus can come out of a life of a person who was a prostitute. When they repent, God can start a new life in you. It is no longer Rahab, the prostitute. No. But Rahab, Mrs. Salmon. Where Jesus Christ comes from. Yesterday we asked a question. The Bible says the yoke shall be broken one day.
Which day is that?
Let us stand up. God is not telling you to change yourself. He is simply telling you, get in that house where there is that red blood. Whether you are tall, whether you are short, go in that house. What house is that? Where Jesus has put his blood. When the blood of Jesus comes over you, that addiction you have, God can remove it. like he did for Brother Sonia Zani. On one day, he brought his cigarettes and he threw it. And you know what I did when he threw it? When Brother Sonia Zani threw his cigarettes, I stepped on it. And I said, Satan, you've lost the battle. In the name of Jesus. If you want God to help you, throw away anything which is of the Satan. If you drink, throw away that thing. If you smell, you smoke. Some women, they do that. What do you call that? Fakaombo.
If you sniff tobacco,
what do you call that? Ate? Sungo. Vatikuipazina wat. Vira vonse nukuvitaya.
You have to throw all that away.
That mufuna Yesu akutandije.
If you want the Lord Jesus Christ to help you,
if you want God to help you, don't look at who is here seeing me. It's your life. I was once in the world. I lived in sin. But I thank God Jesus saved me. It's not by my strength, but by his grace. I heard his word. And I said, Lord, I'm a sinner. Forgive my sins. I want to start a new life. And my sins were washed away. I started a new life. Praise the Lord. Our eyes closed. Brother Mansa, you need to be at the baptism pool. Are there any people today? You are saying, I'm starting a new life. And I want to go in the waters of baptism. That's how it was done in the Bible. When people were repenting, John the Baptist was baptizing them. When you get in that water, you are not joining any church. You are simply saying, I'm starting a new life. The old life is dying. You are telling everyone, I'm committing myself to a new life. And heaven will be a witness. I was told there are people who want to be baptized. If you've come today and you are saying, I'm getting baptized, can you please walk to the front? All those who are getting baptized, come to the front. I was told 2-3 people want to get baptized. I need you here in front. I call you to the front in the name of Jesus. If you are here, you are saying, preacher, that message is cutting me to my heart. I feel Jesus is speaking to me. And I want to leave my old life. You are invited here. You are not coming here for a man. You are coming because you've heard the word of God. It is the word calling you. It is the word calling you. Forget about your neighbor. Forget about your neighbor. Shall we all close our eyes? Shall we close our eyes? If you want to come, give your life to Jesus, come forward. Don't say, I'll do it tomorrow. You may die today. Today is your opportunity.
Sing on.
Vamene mabwera kusogolo imiani manja.
Those in front, lift up your hand.
Ngati mungakwanise.
If you can manage.
Ambuye Yesu.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Tibwera pamaso panu.
We are coming before your face. Yes.
Munati uza kuti tipite kumaiko yonse tilalikile utenga.
You said we should go to all the world to preach the gospel.
Vamene vaza kulupirira.
Whoever shall believe.
Mubabatize.
Baptize them.
Muzina la Atate ndi la Mwana ndi la Mzimu Woyera. Tiruziva kuti zina ijani zina ya Yesu Christ.
We know that name is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Pamene vabwera ndi vanthu vanu ava. Pamene vapanga decision iyi vadalisene.
Lord, while they're making this decision, bless
Muzina ya Yesu Kristu. Ngati pali chiri chonse chinthu chenzo vamanga vamasuleni.
Any other yoke that was holding them, set them.
Vamene vafuna machiliso vapaseni machiliso.
Healing, let them have it.
Womangika vamasulidwe. Muzina ya Yesu Kristu. To the waters of baptism. All of you in front, walk to the baptism pool. Jesus still heals today. He healed my mother. The growth she had, it left her. It left her. The growth she had, it left her. To this day, it's been over 20 years. My mother never had that problem again. What did it? It was the healing touch of Jesus. If you are here, you are saying, I need God to heal me. As they are singing this song, forget about those who are getting baptized. Just be here. If you desire healing, come forward. Come believing that you are coming to receive your healing. It's not a man who can give you healing. Only God heals. A man can only lay a hand on you. But Jesus is the one who heals. It's Jesus who heals. It's not a human being. And the healing of Jesus, you don't pay any money. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Hello?
Amen.
The healing of Jesus, you don't say, oh,
I give you water which is holy. No.
The way God healed my mother, she simply believed. I prayed for her. And the problem she had, when she went to the hospital, they didn't find it. What did it? Jesus did it. Now listen to this. Those who are getting baptized,
They're getting baptized. But don't lose attention. Be here. You have come for healing. That's what you've come for. So I want your mind to be here. You are coming to Jesus. The Jesus who wrote this Bible, he is alive. He is right here. But you need to believe it. Don't wait to feel something. No. Just say, Lord, I believe. As the pastor is praying for me, as he lays my hand on me, muziuze. Put in a land in a machiri, so muzina ya Yesu Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Mukulupirira icho.
Just believe that.
Mukachikulupirira.
You believe.
Murungwa kutanda rire.
God is going to visit you.
Vuruku ujani simtano.
What I'm telling is not a story.
Velembewa.
It was written.
Vikaruchiti kanalomba.
What happened to me now?
Mukakulupirira.
When you believe.
Kosa kulupirira muli chechi.
Don't believe in the church.
Muchechi muli ya chikulumuso.
In the church there is no salvation.
Whether ni akatolika, whether ni chechi yangu, muli ya chikulumuso. What to me when I Yesu Christ, what are you saying? Yesu Christ.
Those sent by Jesus Christ, they preach Jesus.
Kuti antu atembenuke.
People to be saved.
So, puma wera kusogoro.
Why you come here?
Kosa ganiza kuti machiriso yotoka kuli muntu.
Don't think healing comes from a man.
Machiriso yotoka kuli Yesu Christ.
Healing comes from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Puma kurupirira.
When you believe,
tisenzimire.
Let us close our eyes.
Muimie manja yanu kuli Yesu Christu.
Lift up your hands to Jesus.
Ngati palichimo ili onse, ili mumtima, muirape.
There's a sin, any sin in your heart, repent.
Ngati kuli buntwali yense, umwe chimuira.
If there's any person you wrong,
mumasule, kumutima kwani.
Release that person from your heart.
Ngati kuli buntu umwe lakwira.
If there's a person you wrong,
pempani chikurukido kuli Yesu Christu.
Ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you.
Then muziuje.
Then you tell yourself. From here.
Kaya kapena ni mailo.
Maybe tomorrow.
Nika pite kuli muntu la kuta ani kuru kire.
I'm going to ask for forgiveness from that person.
Musegule chiseko kumutima kwani.
Door of your heart.
Puma segule chiseko.
When you open the door of your heart.
Ngati pali chimo ili onse.
If there's any sin.
Mupempe murungwa kukuru kire.
Ask God to forgive you.
Na mutima wanu onse. Noti musego chili chonse.
With all your heart don't leave anything.
Ngati kuli chili chonse chumwe tora. Kapena kuli nganga. Kapena mankwala yo.
Throw away that thing.
You
can't mix the Lord Jesus
na mankala ya kuziko.
With the medicine of the world. Don't work together.
Mufandika mupeleke mtima wanu wonse kuti ambuye nazipeleka nikurulukireni.
Lord, I bring myself, forgive me.
Mumuuje kuti nifuna mwazi wanu.
Lord Jesus, I want your blood.
Ntambo ila yofira.
I want the red scarlet.
Inkale patupi yangu. Tender, it
all the sickness is going to run away.
Yamani kupempera.
Start praying.
Ambuye tukurulukireni machimo yasu. Ambuye nisuke ni. Ambuye chimo yonse ichose ni. Zonse zokwira kwira nazira palelo. Chosani machimo.
Ni
mfwele ni chifundo. Ni kururukireni ambuye. Na Yesu amvera kulira kwanu.
The Lord has heard your cry.
Donse tikwade.
Let us go lift up.
Tipereke ulemu.
Respect and reverence.
Timu yamike.
Let us thank him.
Pamwazi wake.
For his blood.
Mulungu mwechirisira wa mai wangu anga kuchiriseni. Pamene hapa. Chila chovava. Mulungu anga chichose. Papatira, kambani ziko mkuli
yefu. Just thank you, don't beg, just say thank you.
Funuku pempelerani, mukambe ziko mwona landira machiri.
You say thank you, receive my healing.
Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus. Be set free. Be set free in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing and be set free in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing. Be set free in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing and be set free in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing and be set free in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing and be set free in the name of Jesus. Tinga imirire. Tinga bwerere kumipando. Mukutokoza Yesu Kristo. Let us give a mighty hand to Jesus. Hallelujah.